That's 888-673-3700. We go now to Sheldon in Tucson, Arizona. Hi, Sheldon. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, Clyde. Been a long wait. I've been on hold for almost 2 hours.
Well, you got a long time to be on the air with me, so what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to alert your audience that we're under a geomagnetic storm from the sun right now. It's a storm level. It's a strong G3. The scale goes up to 5, which means a KP index that's hovering around 7.67 right now.
So what does that mean?
Which means that the northern lights from the sun are going as far south as the northern part of Washington right now.
Wow. Okay.
And that could, you know, get heavier as we go into the night more. And the other thing I want to mention was me and my other Planet X research associate, John DiNardo, you had him on like 2 or 3 months ago.
Uh-huh.
Well, me and him suspect that they've been hauling tons and tons of stuff up to the space station to weaponize it, not to mention there's also two other secretive military space stations up there. One's called the USS George Washington. And what the fireballs people seen last night might have been the result of them firing at these bodies that are around that asteroid. Because you remember a few days ago they sent up the quickest ever flight to the International Space Station?
Yeah, okay, so tell me about that. That was actually, I posted something in Florida. Actually, it was from Florida. It was a UFO sighting, and these guys just said, hey, man, UFOs, UFOs, but it looked like they fired a missile. Was that what they were launching towards?
Well, they might have fired something from Cape Canaveral, too, but, you know, I think they got things like these directed energy weapons on the space station, and that's what brought down them World Trade Center towers. It turned the steel instantly into dust. They're using technology like that, I think, to weaponize the space station.
Do you really believe they fired on the World Trade Center that way? I mean, what makes you think that they did that? I listen to that stuff and I don't buy it. What can you convince me how that happened?
Well, it wasn't a specific weapon. It's kind of hard to explain, but there's a credentialed professor out there named Dr. Judy Wood. She's been on a lot of radio shows. She's explained how this works, and there was a hurricane parked off.
But it's all a theory, though. There's no way to prove. I don't know. I mean, what would be the reason to use space weapons on the World Trade Center? And we saw the planes go in. What you saying that they use space weapons to level the towers?
No, they use a combination of things like a hurricane parked off the East Coast in New York City that morning. Most people don't know about called Hurricane Aaron, and there were field effects from the hurricane felt at 3 local airports, and it's kind of hard to comprehend, but they use a thing called interferometry and all this stuff.
So why would they use a space weapon in a hurricane technology to do such a thing?
Well, it doesn't mean that we actually have a serial number for a specific weapon that was up in orbit. It's like they used the combination of things like, a hurricane might have been the major component, because a hurricane is actually an upside-down Tesla coil. And another thing people don't know are tornadoes are electrical. They're not warm and cold air masses colliding like a lot of people have been brainwashed to believe. And since we're being bombarded with this solar activity right now, you know, that might be the outbreak of these really strong monster tornadoes, because those tornadoes are electrical.
Yeah, I know they're electrical because of the fact that, you know, they've been monitoring them, and they say there's a definite an electrical charge in a tornado. In fact, they've actually thought about using some sort of magnetic energy to steer them away, but they worry that if they do that, you know, cows will explode, fish will explode.
Yeah, I believe they can steer them, and they can trigger already existing energy in the atmosphere with their technology, but you know, if they are steering them or manipulating them, they're taking advantage of already existing energy that's in the atmosphere.
So you're thinking that there's some exotic weaponry and things that they are using. This is what is creating the tornadoes. This is what's creating a lot of other things that are happening right now. You were talking about the sun earlier, but, you know, what, are they harnessing the power of the sun? I mean, what's going on with that?
Well, it's possible, but I think the Batman behind all the tornadoes is the sun, of course. But if, you know, Robin would be the Black Ops crew with their military toys, if that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you think that's what they're doing?
Oh, I just think it's possible, but I really tend to think it's the activity from the sun.
Yeah, I lean towards that theory, too. I know that all that stuff is out there. There's a potential for it, but to lean towards that theory and stick to that theory and make it fact, I think, is a little... don't know, it's a little crazy. I mean, even I, being involved with, you know, finding out the latest conspiracy theory, know that you can't just, you know, rule out everything else that can create these things for the sensational. I mean, people go right to the sensational. I mean, I've had more people tell me, you know, you got to talk about HAARP, you got to talk about the chemtrails. I've done it before. I've talked about it. But to actually say that this is being caused by this, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. We'll have to look. But I haven't really monitored HAARP to see that they're causing the tornadoes. And what a horrible experiment to be doing to kill all these people.
I myself tend to lean away from the weather modification aspect. I think the Batman that's really behind all this is the Planet X, which is a established magnetic portal.
Uh-huh. So you're believing that it's some dwarf star or some other thing that's out there that's doing that, right?
Yeah, it's established like these magnetic portal connections with the sun that have internal passive and active conduits.
Uh-huh.
And it excites the sun, and then the sun, you know, bombards us with activity.
Sure. Well,
more thing I wanted to mention, Clyde.
Sure, go ahead.
There's also a movie coming out called Gravity. Have you seen the preview for that one?
No, I'll have to look it up. What's it about?
Well, you know, remote viewer Ed Dames, he's had this thing going for many years about the kill shot event from the sun, and he says right before the kill shot happens, there's going to be a shuttle-looking craft up in orbit that'll be forced to come down because of a meteor shower. And on this movie coming out, Gravity, there's a space shuttle up in orbit that's hit by a humongous cloud of debris.
Uh-huh.
So maybe there's some more subtle conditioning for the rocks.
Isn't the Sandra Bullock film, is it?
I'm not sure.
Because it says here, Gravity, Sandra Bullock, and these guys are up in space, so it may be that. It may be it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. Well, hey, man, I really appreciate all the information. I'll be looking forward to this Gravity film.
Yeah, and, you know, the secret of military shuttle, the X-37B, that looks like a shuttle, is up in orbit right now. So maybe Ed Dames will end up being right.
Right. Well, I appreciate this is the film, because I'm seeing a lot of craziness with the astronauts and debris up there and everything else. So this is the film. All right, man, I'll look into it. I appreciate you calling tonight.
Thanks, Clyde.
You bet. Take care.
Yeah, bye.
You bet. 888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. We'll be back with more Ground Zero. Don't go away. Okay, you want to hear something weird about this film Gravity, right? Okay. So Gravity stars Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. The trailer shows them working on the space shuttle together, and then the space shuttle gets destroyed, or the space station gets destroyed. You hear an explosion, and they're like flying through space. All right. And here's the deal. The cast. 4 people. The movie has an $80 million post-production budget. 4 people in the cast. Now, how do they do that? Sandra Bullock, George Clooney are the stars. There's only 2 other people, Bashir Savage and Eric Michaels. And Bashir Savage will be a space station voice, and Eric Michaels will be the voice from NASA. So what you have is you have a movie with all these special effects where these 2 people are stranded in space, Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, and 2 people. So you have a cast of 4. 2 people you don't see and 2 people you do see. Do you think this will work? I mean, I was just looking at the preview. The entire preview is intense. I mean, it's just super intense. And I was looking at the preview during the break. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing, because it just looked really scary. But it's just 2 people in the cast, which I find amazing. In fact, I was thinking maybe I could find a preview to play for you so you could hear how intense it is, because it is. It sounds really intense just listening to the the preview. Just makes you okay. Listen to this and tell me if this doesn't sound frightening. It's really short. Creepy. You know what's creepy about it? Is you see an astronaut floating in space and you hear, anybody, please copy. What do you do with a film like that? I mean, it's space. I mean, what you're hearing is you're hearing the space station exploding. You're hearing the shuttle exploding. And you're seeing all of the debris heading towards Earth. And it just looks intense because you know that that debris is going to come down somewhere on a populated area. So not only are we dealing with that, which I don't know how they're going to, they probably won't, but you're seeing two astronauts in space having to deal with the fact that they're out there, nothing to hold on to, they're in a spacewalk. How do they rescue them? How are they going to be able, with four people in the cast, I don't know. Maybe they're not giving us the full cast. Maybe it's just going to be like that one movie where those two people got in the middle of the ocean and they just got attacked by sharks. I don't know. Like the movie's called Open Water. Remember that movie? Anybody see Open Water? It's kind of like a zombie film, really. But the zombies were sharks, and they got left out in the middle of nowhere. And so all you did was you watched this couple have their last moments before they die, which was creepy. And so this is what I think is going to be open water in space. That's what it has to be, right? But I don't think there are any sharks in space. So what are they going to have to keep you occupied for a good 2 hours? Aliens? Yeah? I doubt it. Anyway. I don't know. Thank you for listening to Ground Zero tonight. By the way, have a great weekend.